League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, but Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, a big thank you to Texas Children's Hospital, and we appreciate them as our presenting sponsor of the first hour of Soccer Matters. By the way, they're the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. For more than 60 years, Texas Children's Hospital has pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. And as you know, that is one very dear to my heart. And we have done a number of things throughout the years, clinics, visits, etc., down at the Texas Children's Hospital. It is an amazing place with amazing people. And we thank Texas Hill Children's Hospital as our presenting sponsor, hour number one. All right, so we got a lot to talk about here tonight. First and foremost, let me just get you through the guest list. We're going to have Matt Jordan on later in the show. We're going to talk about all things from timeline on players coming back from injury, the whole Fernando Torres situation right now. I'm going to put it out there right now. Do you think Fernando Torres is a good fit for Houston? 713-780-3776. Do you want him here? 713-780-3776. Because what's been missed in all the excitement of a star player who's at Atletico Madrid is, does he fit in Major League Soccer? Does he fit in Houston with the Houston Dynamo? How much risk are you going to assume? 713-780-3776. Would you like to see Fernando Torres in Houston? That's number one. Number two, we got a big announcement. Two big announcements. Number two, seven live shows during the World Cup once we get into the round of 16 is when it will begin at the Gorgeous Gale. So Peter Kingston and those at the Gorgeous Gale, they are all in on the World Cup. So we're hoping you're going to be joining us at the Gorgeous Gale. We're going to put out the dates. For when those live shows will be. Also, FM Kitchen and Bar, which is near Washington and Shepherd in Durham, really cool spot as well. May 26th, get out there for the Champions League final between Real Madrid and Liverpool, because we're going to blow it out with a show, promotions out there. I've got a number of things, Soccer Matters t-shirts and hats and things that are in the process of getting delivered. People have asked for mugs, so we're setting up a website. We're going to have freebies out there, but we're going to watch the game, and then we're going to have a post-match call-in show. So our thanks to those at FM Kitchen, FM Bar and Kitchen on, I believe it's Durham, near Washington. A great spot, excited for both of these things. And Gorgeous Gales all in with seven live shows as well. So we're taking it on the road. I want to see all of you out there. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Again, number to call in, 713-780-3776. Philippe Senderos will be in studio here tonight. We're going to talk about his time at Arsenal under Arsene Wenger. I want to take him into some of the deeper areas of being at a giant club like that. And for those of you talking about Stoke and players really packing it in at Stoke and them getting relegated, you remember, less than 2 months ago, Jeff Cameron was on this show, and he made that very clear that there were players taking tremendous liberties at Stoke. So that's not a new thing. Jeff Cameron mentioned that on this show. 713-780-3776, podcasts at podcastarena.com. 713-780-3776. I'm also going to give some tickets away tonight, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. So before I get to Ray, I'm reminding you right now, Fernando Torres, good fit for Houston. Do you want him? Do you want Chicharito? Do you know the facts behind everything? Would Torres fit here in the current Dynamo system is what I want you to know. Here's what Matt Jordan told me from the interview. We pulled this soundbite courtesy of producer Jose Partida. So here's Matt Jordan on Fernando Torres.
Well, listen, yeah, I mean, without a doubt, he's an outstanding player. And, you know, what team wouldn't want to have a player of that caliber within their group? You know, obviously within the MLS, there's really strict guidelines and there's a whole discovery order system and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, those are all the kind of the real world stuff that we deal with. But, you know, he's an amazing player, and I think any team would love to have him in their group.
Yeah, we know. All right, so then let's get into how serious they are about him. Here's another quote from Matt Jordan on Fernando Torres.
Well, listen, I think we've shown, you know, we have we're willing to make investments. You know, we have an ownership group that showed that, especially this last offseason with some of the acquisitions that we made. And they were significant investments in players like Ellis and Cabezas and you know, some of the other guys we've been bringing in. So our ownership group is definitely willing, and it's obviously it has to be the right player, the right timing. And so, you know, like it's one of those things that, you know, sometimes you're a little bit, you just have to kind of let the processes unfold within our league and see how it all shakes out. But, you know, he's a player that we think very highly of amongst many others. But, again, we also know that obviously there's this discovery process within the league.
Okay, so that was Matt Jordan, and you're going to get a full extensive interview with him in hour number two, which will be presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Hour number one presented by Texas Children's Hospital. So what do you have to say about Fernando Torres? Do you want him here in Houston? What do you think he'd do for the Houston Dynamo? He's not going to do what Zlatan Ibrahimovic did this past weekend. All right, Ray, you started off tonight. What's on your mind, Ray?
Yeah, I guess it depends on how well – I don't know how much difference he would make on the field, but I guess it's all down to how well you could market him and, you know, what he could do to increase, you know, the fan base and attendance and things like that, which I guess he would probably do. But, I mean, his biggest strength as a player were his wheels. You know, that's what set him apart from 100 other forwards. And he really hasn't had those for about 4 or 5 years.
Oh, he's struggled since Chelsea, quite frankly. I mean, he's had his rough times. He hasn't played 1,000 minutes for Atletico Madrid. He only has 3 goals. I mean, I put some numbers up on Facebook Soccer Matters that just remind you where he is currently as a player. Now, we all know he's a big name. We all know he's a talent. But your talent also has to be on the field producing, doesn't he, Ray?
Exactly. And, I mean, you mentioned him alongside Chicharito as another possibility. Are we looking at that?
Well, I don't know if the Dynamo were looking at Chicharito, but Chicharito's in a whole nother stratosphere when it comes to the type of investment it would take to get him here. Here's the numbers on Torres at Atletico Madrid. 25 games this year, 6 starts, subbed off 3 times, 848 minutes, 20 shots, 11 on target, 3 goals. Now, rest assured, he's behind Diego Costa and Antoine Griezmann. So those are two of the best strikers in the world, yet, you know, can he come here? Could you see him at BBVA Compass Stadium scoring goals with Albert Elise and Romel Kyoto providing the penetration and maybe pulling center backs off him?
Yeah, and I guess it depends on how decisive, you know, if he can reflect a pass or two back. I mean, his nose for goal isn't all that great, but could he drag a couple of defenders along with him and then knock it back, you know, precisely where it has to be to really turn the defense around and get him kind of spinning in the wrong direction. I don't know if he could do that, if he's that sort of brilliant, you know, passer when he gets in behind.
Well, these are why these things can be a risk. I mean, certainly he's not going to come with any sort of transfer fee. You know, I'm thinking it's $2 million, $2.5 million a year or something for him, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Juan says on our Facebook Soccer Matters page, he says, I personally don't think Torres will bring improvement. However, I do want him because it will mean increased ticket sales and jersey sales for the Dynamo, and that will lead to incentive for future purchases so that the team looks for their future Beckham, Villa, or Gignac, someone with a consistent career in Europe. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think any of this goes hand in hand unless the player's on the field and the player is producing. And frankly, Chicharito's boundaries go out into the stratosphere next to a Fernando Torres in Houston.
The best thing he could do is, you know, he'd bring some good intangibles to the locker room, I'm sure, because he's had a couple of good coaches and played with some good players. And he's also, you know, maybe he could get some European attention over here, specifically on Houston.
Yeah, I got to tell you, just drawing attention and moving a couple jerseys for $2.5 million, the player has to help you win on the field and has to bring entertainment and move the needle in a lot of different ways. I don't know. I think the Fernando Torres thing is very interesting, though. Ray, thank you very much for starting it off here tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Have a good night.
All right. Much appreciated. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So is Fernando Torres the right fit here in Houston? Is it realistic, you think, for the Dynamo organization to get Javier Chicharito Hernandez? I mean, you talk about blowing it through the stratosphere and getting you a player that can compete in the mainstream media market. I mean, you'll have a real star. You'll have people crawling out of the woodwork if he comes. Just remember the Manchester United visit here. Awful lot of those fans came to see Javier Chicharito Hernandez, including a bunch of my friends from Mexico City. Arsene Wenger. Pretty unbelievable, the run at Arsenal. It's over. We've got a couple of sound bites from him. So very classy. First thing he does here is he wishes Sir Alex Ferguson recovery, who, by the way, apparently has improved, is still being obviously monitored in a very big way after some problems in surgery. So here's Arsene Wenger wishing Alex Ferguson a recovery.
Before I start, I just want to say that Arsenal we care. And I would like to wish my fellow manager, Ferguson, well and very quickly.
Nice touchdown from Arsene Wenger. Then he goes on to talk about remaining and will always be an Arsenal fan.
Thank you all very well for having me for such a long time. I know that's not easy. But above all, I am like you. I'm an Arsenal fan. That means this is more than just watching football. It's a way of life.
68 years of age. Arsene Wenger, at the time when he took over Arsenal, pretty remarkable what he did. Rebuilt the club, trophies, invincibles, inspired tactics, which took a lot from Total Football and Rinus Michels, 70s Ajax team. Remember, he was at Monaco. He played out of a 4-4-2. But what teams those were. Those Arsenal teams back in those days, just amazing. Robert Pires. And we've got a former Arsenal player coming in studio tonight, Philippe Senderos of the Houston Dynamo. And we're looking forward to having him in here tonight. And he's going to take us a little bit in behind the scenes. 3 Premier League titles, 7 FA Cups, 7 Community Shields. Won League One with Monaco. But you're not going to see managers at clubs this long anymore. This whole thing with Sir Alex Ferguson and his length at Manchester United, Arsene Wenger, this is not going to be the norm anymore. Thierry Henry, think of what he did for Thierry Henry's career. Patrick Vieira, Martin Kuehn. Unbelievable. What a career. And I'm not sure he's walking away. I have a feeling you're going to see him back at work somewhere very quickly. I don't know if it's in France, but I have a feeling he's going to be back working. I just don't think this stuff becomes like a drug, I think, to some of these managers. And by the way, he was one of the first managers in England to really look abroad for talent. 713-780-3776. Is there an Arsenal fan in Houston? 713-780-3776. Also, we're talking about the potential of Fernando Torres coming to Houston. Now, remember, there's this discovery process in Major League Soccer. It's a little bit complicated. But what it basically means is clubs file a claim for players to try and get first choice. So Chicago has the first shot at Torres. Montreal has a second. What has people in Houston maybe excited is that Torres has said that he wants to be in a warm climate. We can certainly deliver that in a very big way, Fernando, if you would like to come to Houston. Dynamo Zlatan visit. Talk about it. What an atmosphere that was at BBVA Compass Stadium. Love to get your thoughts on that, being at the game. Any first-timers who are out there and are going to go back because of that environment? Dramatic game winner in the 90th minute after Boniac Garcia whips in a cross. It's not dealt with properly by the LA Galaxy. Kyoto busts the run into the box, goes off the crossbar, and Johnny on the spot is one Memo Rodriguez. 713-780-3776. Kyoto, we've talked about it on this show. We've been talking about this since the beginning of the year, that he has to be the perfect complement to Elise on the far side of the field. Now, if you as a Dynamo fan are simply sitting here saying those are the guys that have to score the goals, your wide men should not be your leading goal scorer. Your center forward should. And that's why the Dynamo, I don't think there's any question. They may not admit it, but they are definitely looking for another striker. Now, that said, in that game, they only got one goal out of the run of the play, and that was the game winner in the 90th minute. Two of those were set pieces. Alejandro Fuenmayor, the Venezuelan, getting his first. Kyoto scoring off a free kick that actually took a deflection off of one Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Gio Dos Santos, what'd you think of his play? And is both Gio and Jonathan going to the World Cup? But that was an incredibly important win for the Houston Dynamo because four of the five next matches are on the road, beginning with Vancouver on Friday night on the Cube. Eddie Robinson will be out on that one. Filling in will be Matt Peterson. Again, we stream at ESPN975.com, podcastarena.com, and iTunes. We get over 9,000 downloads per month and growing. That is a wonderful thing. And what's cool about Soccer Matters is that this has been a slow, steady growth over the years, starting back in 2002. It's all been grown because of you, the soccer fan here in Houston. We started on public radio, 90.1 FM. You've made this show important. You've made it desired. So thank you, listeners and callers, bringing me your A game again here tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. Fernando Torres, the right guy to get here to Houston. Do you think the Dynamo could get Javier Chicharito Hernandez to Houston? Do you want to begin to talk a little bit about the Champions League final between Real Madrid and, of course, Liverpool? And Liverpool fans at the Gorgeous Gale certainly going to be very excited about that. We can begin to talk about this. Injury problems for both teams. Would love your take on any of this here tonight. All right, here is the game winner from a sound piece of sound here from Memo Rodriguez. Now, I'm going to tell you something interesting here. This was one of this made SportsCenter highlights. Now, why did it make SportsCenter highlights? Because Zlatan Ibrahimovic was in town and there was a sellout. That's why it made SportsCenter highlights. Here's the call, Memo Rodriguez for the game winner on the Cube. Rodriguez, Boniac Garcia's got a lot of space here. He's got to get good delivery. And, oh, take a deflection off the crossbar. The header's in. Oh, the Dynamo are up 3-2. Memo Rodriguez, in his second appearance, has scored a huge goal. Hey, by the way, I'm tired of hearing Americans don't have passion for the game. Okay, enough of that garbage. There's tons of Americans that have tremendous passion for the game of soccer. You know what? If you like listening to somebody in Spanish and you love the goal call, then watch it in Spanish. If you got to have an English accent, look for it in English. But Americans are passionate about the game, too. It's an American sport. Stand up for it. All right, let's go to Art. Art, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn. How you doing?
I'm very good, Art. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a minute since we talked, I think, like a year or two. So, yeah, about the topic of Fernando Torres, I might have misheard you. Did you say Chicharito is also a potential?
No. That's just that's proposed and that's speculation. That's nothing coming from the Dynamo. That's just me knowing that he's available after his time at West Ham. He wants out. So, why not? We've heard he may go back to Chivas of Guadalajara.
Yeah. Well, that being said, I think Houston is in dire need for a big name star. Whether it be Fernando Torres, Chicharito, just any big name, it'll give. I mean, you know, the fan base is decent, but it could be better. And I think a big name would lure a lot of more fans to the games and whatnot. And I mean, you can't deny the world class that you know Torres is. I mean, you know, he is a little old, on the older side, but a veteran and he still loves the game and he can still play.
Yeah, but are we bringing a guy just because he has been big places in his career, or are we bringing a guy that can actually produce on the field? I think that is the risk I see here. Now, for $2 or $2.5 million, are we as Dynamo fans wanting to take that risk? He's playing limited minutes.
How much?
Probably you're going to have to pay him $2 to $2.5 million a year. I mean, I'm sure his agent's asking for that type of money. That's big money for a guy that could be a potential question mark. Now, Chicharito's, you know, that's out of the stratosphere. It's way above that type of money. But my point is, I read some of his analytics out. He's not playing a lot. He's behind Diego Costa and Antoine Griezmann at Atletico Madrid. He's back there because that was his childhood club. Could you see him producing in Major League Soccer here in Houston? And then I would tag that with, after what Zlatan did here with the buzz at that game, I want that every game. I want that more often than not. Don't you, Dynamo fan? And by the way, Where are you setting the bar, Art? I want more than the stadium half filled. And I don't know what that takes. I'm not behind the scenes, but I know there's some things that can be done to increase the Dynamo footprint and relevancy here. And I don't want it once in a while when they get to a playoff game against Seattle or they get in a game where you got Zlatan Ibrahimovic selling your tickets. So the question is, what do we want here in Houston? And somebody speak out.
For sure. I mean, in my opinion, you know, anywhere from $2 to $3 million, I think it's affordable. I mean, I'm not sure how the financials are right now with the Dynamo, but I mean, like I said, Fernando, he hasn't been playing, but he's still got it in him. I feel that he could make a very positive impact both on the field and off the field here in Houston.
All right, Art, you stand on that one. I like it. I like the fact that you're opinionated and you got your opinion. That's a beauty. Let's go to Victor. Victor, what's on your mind? Hi, Victor.
Hey, Glenn, it's Victor over at the Houston Kool-Aids. How are you today?
Hi, Victor. What's on your mind, buddy? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I appreciate you taking the time to give me a couple minutes with your audience today. Again, everybody, my name is Victor. I'm vice president of Peña Blaugrana Houston. You may better know us as the Houston Kool-Aids. We're the official Peña here for FC Barcelona. We're week in and week out over at the Richmond Arms Pub and wanted to talk to you about something here that we're doing, an initiative.
Yeah,
that's
so you guys are
right
raising
now.
Funds to send somebody over to train. Bang it out. You got a minute. Bang it out, Victor. Go.
You got it. All right. So here's what's going on. The Houston Kool-Aids, our Peña, along with Barca Talk Podcast, put together an initiative to send at least initially one youth to an FCB Barcelona camp right here in Houston that takes place up in spring over at the the Farm League Parks that's taking place this summer. And they had an initial goal of $500 to send one particular youth. Leading up to our El Clasico, we were only around $240 to our goal, and so we wanted to reach out and see if we can get our soccer audience.
All right, give us the information. Let's help get somebody there. Give us the information of where people can donate. And you're taking anything, 5, 10, you know, a whole bunch of small donations can accumulate.
Everything. The good news is if you just go to Facebook and you just search for Houston Kules, that's Houston, and then C-U-L-E-S, you're going to find that site. You're going to find our link pinned to the top of that, and you're going to find a very cool video from Ray Hudson, who actually helped out and produced a video on our behalf. So, again, go ahead, check out the video. If you get a chance, please do donate if you want to help send one, two, possibly even three kids, depends on how much money we raise, to the FCB soccer camp happening right here in
all
Houston.
Right, that,
it's all part of our social
community. That sounds good, Victor. I'm going to make a donation now. You're going to help me. You're going to tell the Houston Kules that we want to see some of the guys in your supporters group at this pediatric cancer event with Alex Stepney of Manchester United on June 8th at the DoubleTree by Hilton. So we want to see a couple of your guys down there at that too, because that's got a real charitable pediatric cancer angle to it. For the 501c charity Curing Children's Cancer Fund and the Texas Children's Hospital. So if you can help us spread that word, we'd appreciate that too, and we'd like to see you down there. How's that for putting you on the spot, Victor?
Glad to appreciate the time, and again, everybody, again, if we got Kules out there, please join us at the Richmond Arms, and if you get a chance, please do donate.
Hey, Victor, did you hear what I just said?
It broke up there. I apologize.
Oh, okay. You didn't hear what I said about the event with Alex Stepney of Manchester United on June 8th?
Yes, no, I did catch that, and I definitely will circulate the word around
That's
and make sure all my
awesome.
Members know about that.
That's what we want to do, because all these supporters groups, we want to work off each other, whether it's Bayou City Blues, whether it's Red Army, whether it's Kules. Real Madrid's got a whole bunch of groups, Eddie and all those guys. So we all want to support each other's events. Okay, thank you for that, Victor.
All right, Glenn, thanks again.
All right, that's Victor, good man there. I like him, like that, great. Real quick, Texas Children's Hospital and Cancer Hematology Centers, they are the presenting sponsor of this show, the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. I mean, there's incredible analytics here. 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. Now, I've been down there. There are kids coming from all over the world. It's Houston area. It's all over the world. It does not discriminate. Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers and Texas Children's Hospital. More than 60 years, they pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. It is one of the leading pediatric hospitals in the country using genomic sequencing to provide state-of-the-art personalized cancer treatment for children. And we thank them for being our first hour presenting sponsors. We also thank Bud Light, because Bud Light reminds us, get people together for the World Cup, get a bucket of Bud Lights. Nothing goes better together than Bud Light and the World Cup. So Bud Light, we thank you for all your great sponsorship, including Camilo Rojas. Bud Light, let's honor our great state of Texas this month with a beer that's made by Texans for Texans. Bud Light, brewed deep in the heart of Texas for over 30 years right here at the Houston Brewery out on I-10. So get your World Cup jersey on, grab some friends, refreshing Bud Light, and show me what your Texas is all about. All right, coming up, Philippe Senderos in studio. And we are going to dig deep on Arsenal, Houston Dynamo, Switzerland, you name it, Philippe talks it.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Again, our presenting sponsor, the Texas Children's Hospital, here in hour number one. My friends at Advantage BMW in Midtown. I've driven a BMW for years. I've leased, I've bought, I've done it all down there. I've done it numerous times. I love the drive of a BMW. It drives like no other. I've got a 5 Series, absolutely love it, because after all, it is the ultimate driving machine. The other thing I love at Advantage BMW is customer service. It's quick, it's in and out, you get a loaner car. Customer service is a part of it at Advantage BMW. They are second to none when it comes to that. They've got you covered. Sales, service, finance, it can be done so easy. 357 Series at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Get in one and get that Houston hometown advantage. That's why I shop Advantage BMW. BMWHouston.com. Proud sponsor, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. And then we have a quick shout-out here also for the King's Court. Now, the King's Court is down on Hutchins right near the stadium. It is got all kinds of beers on tap. It's got the rooftop deck looking at BBVA Compass Stadium. Jay is down there. KingsCourtTX.com. It's where El Batallón goes before all the Dynamo games. Any games that are in BBVA Compass Stadium, without a doubt, that's where you go. So it's King's Court right by the stadium in downtown. And again, big announcement tonight. The Gorgeous Gale will have 7 live Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 shows out there. Wanting all you soccer fans out there. Some of these will be after World Cup matches. And then, of course, we're doing a Champions League final event. And that one is going to be at FM Kitchen and Bar right near Washington Avenue on Durham. So get out to that as well. Quickly to Mark, and then we're going to bring on Philippe Senderos of the Houston Dynamo. Mark, what do you have on your mind? Make it quick on Fernando Torres, please. Thank you for your patience.
Well, what's up, Glenn?
How you doing?
Hey, I don't understand why Dynamo fans don't want to see somebody like Fernando Torres come to the club. I mean, it raises the profile of the club globally. And plus, he's on a free transfer. Even if you're paying the guy $4 or $5 million a year or whatever, it's great, you know, and it's a proven scorer around the world, playing the toughest league, Premier League, the La Liga, Champions League, all that great stuff. Chicharito, I understand people, the desire and love and whatever, but West Ham already said they want part of their $16 million transfer fee back for what they spent on Chicharito, and I doubt that the Dynamo are going to spend $10 million plus to get a transfer fee to get him over here, plus his salary. So, you know, Fernando Torres to the Dynamo, I'm all for it. I think it's great. I think it'll put butts in seats like we all want, and I think it'll raise the profile for the Dynamo.
Mark, thank you very much for that phone call. By the way, Mark, most people are in your camp. You know, there's always going to be people that say, what about his form? Can he fit here? Can he fit tactically with the Dynamo? All of these types of questions. But without a doubt, we have realized here in a short amount of time what star quality does with Zlatan Ibrahimovic coming here. And then, of course, now this talk about Fernando Torres. Now there's talk about Wayne Rooney going to DC United. So, stars do draw. Thank you for the phone call, Mark.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.